my daughter. My state is ever more painful. If you love me, keep your gaze fixed on me, to see if you can offer some relief to your Jesus. A little word of love, a caress, a kiss, will give respite to my crying and to my afflictions. Listen, my daughter. After I gave 8 excesses of my love, and man requited me so badly, my love did not give up, and to the 8th excess, it wanted to add the 9th. And this was yearnings, sighs of fire, flames of desire, for I wanted to go out of the maternal womb to embrace man. And this reduced my little humanity, not yet born, to such an agony as to reach the point of breathing my last. And as I was about to breathe my last, my divinity, which was inseparable from me, gave me sips of life. And so I regained life to continue my agony and return again to die. This was the 9th excess of my love. To agonize and to die of love continuously for the creature. Oh, what a long agony of 9 months. Oh, how love suffocated me and made me die. Had I not had the divinity with me, which gave me life again every time I was about to finish, love would have consumed me before coming out to the light of day. Then he added, "Look at me. Listen to me, how I agonize, how my heart beats, pants, burns. Look at me. Now I die." And he remained in deep silence. I felt myself dying. My blood froze in my veins, and trembling, I said to him, "My love, my life, do not die. Do not leave me alone. You want love, and I will love you. I will not leave you ever again. Give me your flames to be able to love you more and be consumed completely for you."